Okay. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay, we're going to get the open mic started. So if you've grabbed a beverage or whatever necessary devices you need for the open mic, please have a seat. We're going to start it up. So many, many, many years ago, I went to an open mic, and it's one of the first ones I had attended, just to take it in. And a woman who was reading at the open mic, she came up to the microphone and she dropped a sheaf of papers about this thick onto the table in front of her and sat down, and she introduced her reading by saying she was engaged in a long-term project that she'd been working on for years that was a kind of transliteration of Dante's Inferno, like canto by canto, that all took place at Kennywood. And she read some poems about the log jammer and the potato patch, and it was incredible. So every time I'm at an open mic, I look around the room hoping I will recognize this woman and that she will have come back with the finished book and that she'd be willing to sell me a copy. And it's never happened. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Tonight could be the night. I hope so. I want to read that book. Our first reader tonight at the open mic is Rebecca Young. Come on up, Rebecca.
Oh, good.
Hello. Hi. I'm kind of short. Is that good? You can hear me. Okay. Okay. You can hear me? Okay. Okay. There. Okay. Sure. Oh, okay. Fine. Okay. Okay. Thank you. My name is Rebecca Young. My nickname is Bunny. Many, many reasons. At any rate, I just had a book published. Yay! By WPA Press, which is run by Dave Newman and Laurie Jaquila. And it's, I do have to tell you, it's a memoir. I grew up overseas, left when I was seven. Didn't come back, I mean, all over the place, Africa, you name it. Came back, and I finally have my home here in Pittsburgh. And it took 60 years. This is my home now, and I love it. Okay, I do have a couple of poems in my book. You know what? I'm going to need my glasses. Darn it. Oh yeah, we moved from Canton, Ohio to Congo. Go figure. Anyway. Okay. On being transferred to Congo, stamped fragile, my father cracked open the water-stained crates like caskets, exhuming silver nut bowls, black enameled coffee tables, gardening tools still caked with the dry brown dirt from the cornfields of Ohio. Now we live in the neighborhood of Mountain Gorilla, great silverbacks. When the thick red earth pours down in bloody clots every afternoon, turned black as night. When the rain hurls itself at the steaming ground with such violence that we have to yell to be heard, finally giving up. Okay. Okay. Got one more here. It's kind of dark. Okay. The solace of small things. I know it takes acceptance, kindness, and more patience than I'll ever have to win the trust, maybe even love, of an injured rabbit. I don't know if everyone can do it. I don't know if I can always do it. I know that I've been scratched and bitten by most of these rabbits I care for. I don't know what they've endured. I don't know if I want to. I know that even when you've won a rabbit's trust, the anger and pain aren't forgotten. I don't know if they ever are. I don't know if they ever should be. I know those rabbits are silent, save for high-pitched screams just before they die. I don't know if I have the words for my own pain. I don't know if I'm ready to say them. I have a little bit more. I know that just because something's small, quiet, and defenseless, it doesn't mean it won't stand up and fight back. I don't know where courage like that comes from. I don't know if I have that kind of courage. I know that sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with the enormity of healing, I stand near the rose bush at my back door and watch the bottomless bumblebees burrow into the flowers, their back legs pantalooned with yellow pollen, into the hearts of the roses. I don't know who planted that rose bush. I don't know if she sought solace in the bees. Yes. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Next up, we have Margaret Casper Reed. There you are.
This is entitled Boom de la Boom, formerly Light Up the Night. We enter the Benedict Theater lobby strung with crystal chandeliers, light doubled by 18-foot-tall mirrors, calling to mind the program notes Versailles. In the theater, bundled coats like sleeping animals sit on velvet seats warmed by 100 torchieres and sconces. Torchieres! A word that never made its way into a poem of mine. Well, and welcome all the up so late children bedecked with lights and day glow bunny ears that flip on with a switch. And most of all, welcome Boom de la Boom de la Boom, Johnny and the Six Halos, who appear in their black tuxedos with the rhinestone studded labels. Lapels. Johnny and Bubba have been doing this for 4 decades, since they were Northside boys singing a cappella on street corners, then moving into Al's bedroom while Millie and Herman Lip, Al's parents, watched Ed Sullivan in the living room, fiddling with the antenna to get better reception. Sing out, Johnny. Sidestep and twirl. Out on the streets, there's a blue moon hanging over girls dancing with fire batons. Nearby, their teacher lingers, holding a wet towel, just in case. And the night's inky black spills over ice sculptures and corner barrels filled with flames that lick away at the night. Nobody seems to be homeless. We're all on the streets together, up late. Sing that song, Johnny. Young girls don't forget. At the Thai restaurant, waitresses sit at the table at the back, seal the edges of samosas, seal them tight, while Johnny spins like a top, his tux a separate planet. Taz, the drummer, a chef by day, flips pancakes to a steady 4/4 beat. Then sets them under warming lights, calls out to the waitress with the crazy green hair and butterfly tat. On bass guitar, Kenny, who by day fights fires, Kenny, ooh, ooh, Mitchell, who once played with the Silvertones, the Marcells, holds his right hand up as if conducting the traffic of the universe, as if choreographing the stars, able to put them out with the twist of his wrist. Jibbo, the chiropractor, has pressed hundreds of vertebrae to healing. Tonight, his fingers splay, reach for octaves, dance along, squeeze out their own minor key pain along the keyboard spine. Oh, some of these guys, the originals, had gigs with the Temptations, the Supremes. Oh, baby love, oh, baby love. The Spinners, the Marvelettes. In February, the band is booked on the Carnival Cruise Line. During their show, the water in the boat's five pools will be splashing above their heads. The cruise ship motoring over lost continents. Will Bubba and Kenny in the middle of the song in the middle of the Atlantic ever get a little uneasy? Flashback to Vietnam, where they were two boys then out of the 1.9 million drafted who learned the lingo. If you worried about getting your feet wet, you had nightmares about going down into the South China Sea or the Gulf of Thailand. When they heard light up the night, they'd look through the starlight scope, the green eye, light up, fire on the enemy, go for a mad minute, concentrate all firepower at once. A Vietnam cook-off. Fire so many rounds, heat the machine up so fast that everything blazes, and the only way to stop it is to rip the belt. Vietnam, where a Jesus nut held the main rotor to the rest of the helicopter. If it's lost, you call on Jesus. Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. So much yearning, burning. Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, Margaret. That was a beautiful poem. And I'm just thinking, spitballing here, Dante's Paradiso, about Johnny Angel and the Halos. It could work, and just mention me in the acknowledgments. I'm okay with that. Next up, we've got, who have we got? I've got bad eyes. Michelle. Okay, sorry. You've got a fancy M. Michelle Demetria Souris. Souris? Touris, sorry. Thank you, Michelle.
Never done this before, so be kind. All right, let's see. This is called As It Was in the Beginning. Remember the first time you took a bullet to the heart? Remember the first time your house burned to the ground? Remember the greedy flames turning your prized possession into paper-thin gray flakes of nothing you could hold on to? Remember the morning that had no birdsong? Remember the tunnel that you stumbled into, the black hole of it, the unbearable silence? Remember the last breath she took and how all the air in the room went with her, leaving you gasping? Remember the circus that followed? The jester telling you, time heals all, remember this. It is not what it appears to be. Remember, you don't know anything. Remember to surrender. Remember, everything is eternal. Remember the metamorphosis. Remember, the only thing you have to hold on to is faith in the eternal memory of the love of all the ones you've loved. Remember to love. Remember to keep the fire burning. Remember to kiss the ashes. Remember things rise from ashes. Remember she has risen. Remember you'll rise. Remember your heart cannot be pierced by the bullet. Remember only you can pull the trigger. Remember love. And now in the opposite direction, this poem is in the category called Poem, Nature, Silly. It's called Property, Property Not My Property. I could not resist reaching out the window and plucking one of those little toffee brown sparrows from the window ledge. They are too delicious for words. So I ate her. Well, I just put her in my mouth to get a taste of her, a temptation I couldn't resist. Something that adorable made me long to have her, and I was hungry for adorable. Maybe you say I did not choose wisely, but I felt compelled to choose something. And there she was, taking the bait, the sunflower seeds sitting on the windowsill, and the little sparrow singing my praises. Wasn't she? I guess I thought she would take it as a compliment, like when you mistake your flirtations for acknowledgement of beauty, when all they really, when all you really want is to own something. I put the sparrow back on the sill and shuddered, shamed by my impoverished impropriety.
Thank you, Michelle. That was great. Is it your first time up here? Fantastic. And and thank you guys for hanging out tonight. You know, at the open mic, attendance can sometimes be spotty, but this is a great crowd, so thanks for hanging out. You got to hear Michelle read for the first time in front of an audience. That's significant. So, thanks. All right, who we got here? This guy. Don Wentworth. Jersey's own Mr. Wentworth. All right.
I had to ask Chris, my poem's like 30 seconds long, so I had to ask Chris if I could address something that he brought up earlier, and he said, sure. There's a very obscure movie made in the early 30s, 1930s, called Dante's Inferno. It was one of the first movies that Spencer Tracy was ever in. He starred in it. It was set in an amusement park. I'll leave it right there. I think she did. Yeah, yeah. So, don't step on the haiku. So, one brand new haiku. Blue bin behind the Buddhist center. Hard to recycle. Thanks.
I wish I could remember her name. It was so long ago. Next up, an old favorite. I'm glad he's here tonight. Joe Calden. Come on up, Joe.
Over the air. Know what? Know nothing. Now what? Radio is dead.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Calden. Our last reader tonight, I just want to thank this guy. He's been helping out on sound for quite a while now. And we're thankful to have him helping us out, Mr. Scott Silsby.
Thank you. I told Becky I'd read one, so. And I don't usually read off my phone, but I want to be cool like the cool kids like Daniela, so here we go. A Morning with Lee Poe. Something stupid wakes me, and I can't get back to sleep. So I listen to the birds for a while and watch the sun slowly lighting bookshelves. I recognize some familiar spines. There's Carl Sandburg, C.K. Williams, my little collection of translations of Trockel. The purple spine, a purple spine I don't recognize, catches my eye. A floor below, my mother is sleeping. In a few hours, we'll drink coffee together, maybe share a pastry. I can't ever seem to get my coffee hot enough. She adds a bit of cold water to her first cup to cool it down. But she'll sleep sometime longer. So I pull down the book with the purple spine. It's an anthology of Chinese poetry I forgot I owned. It takes me some effort, but eventually I find Li Po and spend a little time with him. My mother's still asleep down there below me. Those birds continuing to chatter. Time moving forward. The room brightening. Thank you.